Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, July 11th, 2018. Ah! 8 Steps in Getting Relief from Our Burdens, Part 1. Life is hard, filled with as many types of burdens as there are grains of sand. But life can also be good. Our heartbreakers need not be backbreakers. We can be a good cheer because Jesus has overcome this heartbreaking world. See John 16:33. How, you may ask? God's word tells us the answer can be found primarily in one passage, Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Step 1. Come to God. Jesus is inviting you to release your burdens to Him. Why should you accept His invitation? Because you can't do it yourself. Jesus gives what no one else can give: rest from the burden of sin, from the weariness of fruitless toil. We can do nothing without Him. You will receive rest for your soul, and you will become closer to your Savior. Step 2. Come willingly and humbly. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of animals, enabling them to pull a load together. It's a picture of submission, of yielding to God's ways. God will not force you to take your burdens to Him, but He invites you to do life with Him. You will have problems in this life, whether you deal with them alone or with a powerful God who loves you, is up to you. His commands are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. Jesus is carrying the majority of the weight. Most of us don't like that word, submission, but I have found it to be a beautiful word. Listen, we're not surrendering to the enemy, but to the Savior of our soul. Step 3. Let Jesus teach you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. We need to learn how to release our burdens. It's not natural for us to look for help, especially in this independence-driven nation. I am woman, and I can do it. Attitudes permeate our culture. We are to learn about Jesus and from Jesus, who He is, His character, and His ways. Jesus is God with all the wonderful attributes of God. He is a living example of how to release our burdens. He came to His Father in prayer with His concerns. He came willingly and humbly. Learning how is a process. The first step is to get into the yoke and then learn how to remain there. We have the tendency to take back control. We must learn to recognize when we've reverted back to doing it our way. God will let you know that you are struggling against Him by removing His rest. That lack of peace in your heart is an indication you may have gotten out of God's perfect will. Once you are aware of your straying, then just confess and resubmit. Other times, God brings a hardship into our lives to remind us of our desperate need of Him. Gratefully, the Holy Spirit will teach you discernment. As believers, we have the best teacher residing in us. The Holy Spirit, God Himself, will teach you. And He is an incredibly patient and forgiving one. Next time, my friends, you will learn 5 more steps on how to release your burdens. Until then, get in the yoke. You won't be sorry.